A good amount of discussion regarding EPA's proposed reduction in the renewable fuel standard has focused on corn-based ethanol and soybean-based biodiesel. But Brent Erickson with the Biotechnology Industry Organization says the proposed rule could have a huge impact on the emerging industry of advanced biofuels.
We think that this rule will create an intolerable amount of uncertainty and it could undercut investment for the advanced biofuels industry.
Erickson says that this is simply due to the uncertainty that the proposal creates.
Investors need to have assurance that the market will make space for advanced biofuels when they're produced. And to date, companies have committed more than $5 billion in private investment for advanced biofuels projects, and there's an additional $2.3 billion in federal and state investment. Industry investments to date have created over 7,600 new permanent jobs and careers, and an additional 7,000 construction jobs have been created.
And Erickson adds that investors are already nervous as he predicts three consequences from the rule if it does not change.
Existing investments in advanced biofuels could be stranded and existing jobs put at risk. And our companies have put billions of dollars in steel on the ground already. Development of new feedstocks and supply chains for advanced biofuels can be slowed or stopped, and the ramp-up of new technologies that are just reaching commercial readiness could be derailed.
And he notes that the issue would not only stall the progress being made on the manufacturing side of advanced biofuels, but the production of them as well.
Farmers and others aren't going to take risks to plant and harvest new energy crops if the RFS isn't stable.
Of course, the ag industry remains split on the decision to reduce the RFS. For more on the complete reaction from all sectors, visit our website at southeastagnet.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.